You'll be next, and then we'll have Charles Ward, and then Charlie McConnell. That's the way it's looking now. It'll be the final count. But come here, you must be absolutely delighted, Pat the Cub, that to be back. I mean, it's an incredible achievement. We've been talking about it for 2 days.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm very pleased that I've been elected to represent Donegal in the 34th Dáil. I left here what appears now to be a very short 5 years ago. And when I conceded defeat at that time and accepted the decision of the electorate that I wasn't to be their representative. And I did say on that night that all of those who were elected should wear the Donegal jersey and work together. And I believe that's the way it should be. And I'm particularly pleased with the vote and the first preference vote I got in this election. And I understand that I will exceed the quota after this count. And then followed by Charlie Ward, who is another Ross's man, very Ardmore connections, and Charlie McConnellogue. And I certainly am pleased insofar as when I stood at convention, I said very clearly there, I'm only interested in one thing. I want to win that second seat. And I wouldn't be happy going over Mina Roy tonight if I were the only Fianna Fáil candidate. We can play our part now in ensuring that Fianna Fáil is a major party in the Dáil and I expect will lead the next government.
And like I was saying to Jeremy Doherty from Donegal News was over here, and he was saying, like I made the point that we are in a bit of a bubble here, which is understandable. You have 43 constituencies, and so each one is in their own bubble, and there's all the different mini stories that are happening. And up here, it's, will Charlie McConnellogue lose the seat and so on. But the point I was saying is, if you're from outside the area, down in Galway or Cork, Dublin, and you just look up to Donegal, the headline is two Fianna Fáil TDs, which is actually in line with what we've been saying all day in terms of the surge for Fianna Fáil, or the success of Fianna Fáil, the success of Micheál Martin as leader, and the fact that the party was going to emerge very victorious. So of all these wee stories that we're saying up here, that's the bottom line, and that's the headline, but that's the bottom line. And the bottom line is, it's a fantastic day for Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, it's a
Here in
phenomenal,
Donegal,
it's
and
a
generally.
phenomenal result. And what makes it more exciting is that this outcome, while many had said all week it'll be 2-2-1, wasn't that clear until the last count when we saw the margin. And it's great news. You're quite right. We're all in a bubble here. I have to ask other people how my former colleagues are doing down the country. So I'm looking forward maybe to recording tonight and looking at the results and elsewhere, but we have to concentrate on Donegal, and
And
two
I know,
seats is a phenomenal result.
do you think the people of Donegal deserve to expect that, because two Fianna Fáil TDs, do you think they deserve to expect a portfolio, a ministerial portfolio here?
Well, if a ministerial portfolio is forthcoming, of course, but it'll be a matter
But
for
no,
the
that's what I mean. Do you not think that they deserve to expect that it will be forthcoming?
Well, I would hope that we would having returned 2 seats. They can say the same in Kerry. They can say in other constituencies. But that extra seat, which we have secured here in Donegal, hopefully will result in a portfolio.
And is it something that, like, would you be hungry for a portfolio? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's inside your head in terms of, would you be happy? Like, maybe you don't have a massive ambition for a portfolio, or maybe you'd like, say, Charlie, because he's an outgoing agricultural minister. I'm not trying to be tricky. I'm trying to be genuine. I'm just trying to get a genuine insight into what you're thinking, like what you're actually
I've
thinking.
served in many departments throughout my political career, starting with Marine in 87, right through Gaeltacht, health, environment, transport. And while I was there, I always tried to ensure that I had delegated powers. And by that I mean, if you were a Minister of State, that you had responsibility for a section of the department. And if I'm offered, of course, one might say, well, we feel he's too old for that.
Not at all.
But
Why
as
would
I
you say
say,
that?
I'm biologically 50.
But it's got
And
nothing to do with age.
well, it
The
isn't. Yeah,
president
well,
of the
yeah.
United States is 78.
Well, that means I've told my crowd already to keep the posters that we might need them in 5 years' time. So
I mean, 78 these days is not, that's nothing.
not 78, 76.
Well, I never said you were.
No, no, no. But
can I ask?
But anyway,
you
about... I'm biologically 50, but let me tell the listeners. Let me tell the listeners that today I've completed 1,786 days, and while you people might have been resting this morning at 7 o'clock, I was out doing my 5K, and I have done that. I've done 14 million steps. I've done three and a half times the Wild Atlantic. And if I could walk on water, I've done the distance between here and Boston. I mean, I'm not bumming about that. I'm very grateful to the man above that my health is so good. And whatever happens tomorrow morning, you can be assured at 7:30, I'll be on the Cope Mountain doing my 5K. So I'm as fit as I was when I went for Europe 30 years ago.
And just when you look at the map of County Donegal, and I know we've been talking here about the Sligo Leitrim constituency, and don't get Brendan here started on that because he has his own opinions. No, but when you look at the, like now, if you get Thomas, first of all, before I ask you about that, Thomas Pringle losing his seat, did you have a good time for Thomas Pringle?
Absolutely. I had a great time for Thomas Pringle. And I was there, and I know how he feels tonight, and I know his supporters feel tonight. So I had a good time for Thomas Pringle. And I would have to say, when I decided I would seek the position of Lass Concorla, Thomas Pringle was one of the first that I approached outside the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. And Thomas Pringle assured me, and I've no doubt that he supported me. So I had a good relationship with him, as I have with all of them. And like Denny McGinley over the years, we'd be at different corners, but we never crossed swords. Everything we did was in the best interest of Donegal.
Previously, you had Mary Coughlin in around Inver, and you had now Thomas Pringle and Killy Beggs. And if you go back further, Jim White was Ballyshannon, wasn't he? Jim White was but now if you look at the map here, if you look at the map in Donegal, there's a large area of the county, you could say, with no Donegal TD, you know, in presence in the location. Well, is that important?
Well, of course, if you look at Donegal as southwest, and I'm southwest, the old southwest, Charlie's northeast, Paddy McLaughlin is northeast, and in the southwest, you have myself and Pierce. And we have Charles Ward now. So there is a reasonable divide. But talking about the Donegal constituency, I'm one of the few TDs that in 2016-2020, that period, that made a strong case to the Electoral Commission to return Donegal to its rightful place, that Donegal would have two constituencies. And the only reason this has happened, and I proved mathematically that it could be done in conformity with the Constitution, and I believe we have to review the Constitution and ensure that there's positive discrimination on behalf of the rural areas of Ireland.